getting hacked at work.
Yep. Well, I mean, he wasn't. He was at home, but yeah.
Yeah.
Had he been on the network, it would have been fine. So it was all good.
So how's your day going besides that?
I mean, it's going. Yeah, it's going. I've been real busy this week with double jujitsu and double soccer games.
Oh, from the kids.
Yeah, so there's a baseball game tonight for Tony's oldest, and I'm just not sure. I'm going to go.
Oh.
I'm like, do I want to go or get some sleep? Because I have not slept all week.
Ew.
But
that's no bueno.
Yeah.
I need to get you some sleep.
Yeah, but, you know, going to support him is also good. But it's not in Huntsville. It's like Moontown out there.
Oh, yeah. So it's an away game.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's all good. I'll probably go.
You don't have to.
I do. I'm the uncle. I'm the cool, fun uncle.
Sure.
I am. I mean, I'm the only one. I'm the only uncle, so I have to be fun.
You're not the only uncle.
I'm the only uncle that matters.
Okay.
Just ask them. Ask all of them. I get the from
derp.
You're gonna have to bleep that. From my sister's youngest, I get climb the nene every time I see her, and so she tries to climb me.
Nice.
And then you know, Tony's boys definitely like me better than my sister's husband.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I, you know, get to hang out with my sister's middle child at jiu-jitsu, so it's great.
Okay.
So, yeah. So then I've started going, climb the youngest for my sister's kid. Instead, when she goes, climb the nene, I go, climb the youngest. Insert name, but in place. So, yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
Have y'all done your next game yet? D&D?
No. No, that's something I need to talk to them about on Sunday with all the Litlins and parents. Be like, hey, when you guys want to do this, let's get a time on the books.
Yeah.
So.
You definitely need to.
Yeah, but it's been pretty boring. Except work is going to be reviewed. It's review season again, so that's going to be good.
Ooh.
Yep. I'm going to have to be more imaginative.
With how you review, or they told you you're going to have to be more imaginative?
I know I'm going to have to be more imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very conservative my first review time. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I was the new manager. I, you know, didn't want to give everybody fours. That'd be weird. So, you know, give them all meets expectations, and then grow from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I should only have one that meets expectations this time.
Sure.
And they are damn lucky to make that.
Is that the woman that said, give me a...
Nope.
Different one.
Yeah. It is a lady, though.
Mm.
But, yeah. We'll see.
So you said they... On the Rooster Teeth website or on YouTube?
On Achievement Hunter YouTube.
Oh, okay, I see that we have an announcement.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense. So apparently, I would assume that it's still going to be an affiliation of...
I don't think so.
Then why would Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter allow them to put that video
on
their page?
Site. That's true. But, yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's probably still an affiliation thing, kind of like the other things that they own.
Mm.
What are the other companies that they're owning?
Well, they have Funhouse.
They have or had?
Oh, they had. I don't know.
Because wasn't there another announcement about that from on their channel, or was that a different guy's about they bought it back from...
Rooster Teeth? Yeah. I don't know. Rooster Teeth's dead. They're toast.
See, that's why I think it's just an affiliation thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe rebranding, and they're just not saying it's a rebranding.
That could be.
Because, I mean, we knew Jeremy and Michael.
Well, Michael's part of Dog Bark.
Yeah, but we knew that they quit Rooster Teeth
yeah.
a while back and was just on an independent contractor.
Yeah.
Step. So I don't know about the others, because wasn't Trevor like the manager?
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor was the manager.
And we haven't really seen much of anybody else.
Well, that's because they're all doing their own projects now.
Yeah.
Within the company or outside of it.
It is funny to look at their Twitch numbers, and they're not really that high.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm surprised Chilled has like 10,000 people
yeah
watching him just play Among Us.
Yeah.
And then everybody else that's playing it with them, if you go to their channels, it's only like 2,000 maybe.
Yeah.
I've been looking at some of the other Twitch people that are quote unquote high names, and they don't really have that many people watching them or following them.
Yeah.
That do it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them's only like a couple hundred.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not doing a hot tub stream, I guess you're not worth shit.
Because, yeah, I look at some of these that I follow and that they do it, like that's their living, and they only have like under 100 people watching them at any given time.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the bigger names have like 1,000 or two, but nobody's like
crushing like the tens. High numbers. Sure there are some that have like the tens.
Oh, probably.
And stuff. But, you know, it's got to be the person. And then the right game. And
usually it's a company, too. Like game's done quickly. That's a company, but that's why they have so many. And then what's one of the other companies that kind of streams? Oh, like the League of Legends Bold Junk.
Yeah, those League those of Legends are going to get hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah,
the tournament style, whatever.
Yeah, probably the AL, the GS.
I don't know what's beeping.
I don't think it's beeping as much as somebody, I think, is sawing something within a drilling.
Well, it stopped now, but
yeah,
it's just weird.
Have you, I'm guessing you haven't started playing Starfield yet?
No. Oh, God. Is it better?
No, it's a good game. Like I said, my brother, me, and Danny have drastically different ways of playing this game.
I need to bring down the Xbox and probably plug it into that TV.
I did buy an Elite controller. I don't like it.
I don't know what that means.
It's the fancy controller with like the four buttons on the bottom, and I don't.
Sure. It's like, I might have.
It's like the high end Xbox controller, basically. And then I started using it, and I was like, I don't know how to program these buttons, so I'm going back to my old controller. Well, I'll figure it out, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think I bought something. Well, I bought down here, I did buy a controller. Oh, for the Switch. Mm. I bought a controller that had, like, the turbo button thing.
Mm.
Why did I buy that? I bought it for some glitch, I think, in Zelda. Yeah, Tears. Oh,
Tears, yeah.
Because it was one that you had to have, like, you had to like press the button so many times or like just continue pressing it. So I was like, okay, let me do that.
So you bought a controller to do an exploit?
Yeah, a macro.
Wow.
I can't remember which one it was.
That's...
But because it was a wireless controller for like $20.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Nah. Yeah, that's about it. The game I've been playing is... it's a like a small game. It's called Serial Cleaners, and okay. I bought both of them. I played the first one.
Let me guess.
Go for it.
See how far off I am.
All right.
Serial Cleaners makes me think that it's cleaning up after serial killers.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. That's
the first game The first game was set in the '70s.
Okay.
You don't know who your client is at the first start, but then it gets cleared up and you confront him later.
About being a serial killer or how messy he's leaving the scene?
Who the serial killer was, because it was like the one serial killer that was all over the news and stuff like this.
Okay, so you were like trying to figure out who the actual person was.
Yeah, and then when you find out who it is, I mean, there's another little plot twist in there.
It's you. I got it. It's
what?
It's you.
What is?
The serial killer. You were cleaning your own killings. You're just so disassociated that you don't realize that you're...
That would be an interesting game. But then the second one, because apparently, like, supposedly in the first one, he was like, I'm done. But in the second one, I haven't really gotten into the game. And they're going backwards with this one, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Like, it starts off with...
Origins.
Well, not necessarily before the first game.
Okay.
But, like, it starts off with, I guess, one of your friends died or something. Hmm. And you cleaned up after I don't know. Like, I guess it was your friend that died and you brought his body back and all this. And the team, because now he's got a team of people doing it, they're kind of like telling stories about the past cleanings that they've done. So you're
You're
playing in the past
of
them cleaning.
I understand.
In the future.
Yep.
And so that's why I'm like, I don't think there's... They haven't really done storyline with this one, except for just, you know, because their friend died, it's kind of like when you get together and you just talk about, you know, the past and them and the good times, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, they're playing a poker game, and you're like, oh, like 2 weeks ago, this is
So that's kind of they're doing.
They had a Batman the Animated Series about that. It's like, this is how I killed the Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, with all the... I think I remember that.
Yeah, with some of the villains there, and they're like, oh, no, I killed Batman, and they go through it,
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one.
This is like the old one, the old animated series, not the Batman or the Brave and the Bold or whatever they're doing now.
And so, yeah, that's what I've been playing. Because it's easy and clean.
Yeah.
The controls are way different than the first one, which I understand, but it's I don't know if I care for it too much.
Okay.
Yeah. The control system style and the camera angle. Because it's almost like never... Like the Neverwinter Nights style, it's still up, but it's kind of like, you know, down a little bit.
Okay.
The angle.
I understand.
Yeah. And some of the mechanics I don't care for. But other than that, that's kind of what I've been playing. We finished.
Been doing, I think, if you total my entire time in Starfield from the last time we talked, maybe 5 hours total. Maybe.
That's not a lot.
No. It's a lot?
I said it's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
Not a lot.
No, I'm like, 8 would have been decent. But over the course of, you know, 4 days, 5 to 6 days, including weekend, I guess, but...
Yeah.
No.
Crazy. But, yeah, did you... You've caught up on Ahsoka.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think there's... The one that we saw was Thrawn.
Okay, yeah.
That's, I don't think there's
another. That's the newest one.
Yeah, because today is...
Friday.
It
came out on Tuesday. Or Wednesday morning. But Tuesday
which ones come out on Thursdays?
I don't know of anything that comes out on Thursday right now.
There was one, unless it's already been...
I think it's done.
Done. I don't remember what the show was.
Fury? Secret Invasion would be Wednesday.
But they were done with Secret Invasion.
Yeah. Wheel of Time comes out on Fridays. It. Don't worry about it. Like, right.
Crap. I can't remember now. Anyway.
Like I said, started like Wheel of Time, the new season. I'm like, and I left, and then I come back, and I leave, and I come back, and it's like, I guess I can watch this while I'm cooking, and then while I'm cooking, I'm not actually paying attention to what's going on. It doesn't hook me whatsoever. Similar to some of the High Republic books that I was listening to, a High Republic book, 91% done with that thing. So I've done, you know, 91% of the work. I stopped listening to it and went and listened to The Martian, which I've already listened to 4 times, and finished The Martian, and then started another book. Oh, and then I went and watched The Martian, like, one night as I was getting ready to go to bed. I was like, so you know it's bad when you're almost done with a book and you start something else completely that you've already done, like, 8 times or 4 times.
That's I haven't really, I don't listen to books because I get too distracted. Like, I want to listen to it, so that's, like, even reading, I haven't read books in a minute.
I mean, I got into it because driving the 30 minutes to the airfield and then working in the helicopter, you put one earbud in and you just go and start running wires. And
Yeah, true.
If I'm not terminating and have to pay attention, just, do that. And then, again... Even when I'm terminating the wires, you're not pinning it because you have to get approval to do that. So you just, you know, stripping the wire, cutting it, everything to the right length. And then, so you only really need to pay attention when you're putting it in the actual plug.
Yeah, no, they're a part of Rooster Teeth.
Oh.
Even though they're new.
So Achievement Hunter is probably dead.
And they're just going to be a parent company that's... probably does or doesn't do anything. Because, like, even if you go to their new thing, And then it goes, support us on First, which is the Rooster Teeth thing, and it goes to the Rooster Teeth
website. I'm not a First member anymore.
I don't think I am.
I said I used to pay $10 a year.
That was five.
Was it five?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know. Five, yeah, whatever it was.
Like five or ten, but
I
still.
I paid, and then I was like, no, I'm done.
I don't watch any of the First exclusive content.
I was like,
their First exclusive content sucked.
There's nothing worth watching there anymore. Mm-mm.
To me, yeah, I didn't. Because the only time I would do it is because they would have videos come out there first.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would eventually come out. Some of them, now they're like, some of it's just exclusive content. But once again, it's just dumb.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing. Is like I watched Ruby, their anime, and it didn't even come out on Rooster Teeth this last season.
Really?
It went straight to Crunchyroll.
Really?
And it's going to be on Crunchyroll for a year. So you can buy the DVD and watch it before it comes out on Rooster Teeth's.
Wow.
It's like, are you... That right there told me how much that thing's done.
Mm-hmm.
They are done. If they can't even get their own content...
Yeah, I wonder what kind of contract they have to sign.
On their site.
To do that. That's weird.
Yeah. So, and I don't even think they're doing any, I think Ruby's done.
Mm-hmm.
I think they ended it right there.
I would assume so, I don't know.
Because instead of working on the next season, they've put out a bad Justice League and Ruby, a crossover.
Really?
Yeah. Oof. So, right now it's the Justice League members... basically went to Remnant. They didn't, but they did.
Yeah, this whole like description, I don't even know how well it's going to work, because it says the new hub for improv, live action, and sketch comedy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if any of those people have those strengths.
That makes more sense to what I was, the fever dream of their trailer that I was watching. Okay, that makes more sense. So they're still going to do gaming stuff on Achievement
Hunter.
Over on
Achievement Hunter and all that.
Yeah, that's going to be... Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Like, they're... Yeah. I guess they're... what was it? Their murder mystery thingy would probably fall into this category.
Yeah.
So they're probably just making it... I don't know. I don't see any of these four people having those strengths.
No.
Or charisma to watch them do those things.
No, like I said,
Trevor be the only one.
The trailer was a bad fever dream of, yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't see, I definitely don't see Joe doing it.
It was 100% another thing that I started watching. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've grown up.
Even, like, I'm watching the trailer. I'm not listening to it, but I'm watching it.
Yeah. Are they in the boat yet?
No, not yet. But they're in their Wiggles uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't... Bad green screen effect and...
Right, which is... I know that's what they were going for.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to watch it and listen to it later, because... Yeah, you're right. That's...
Get in the boat!
As they just stand there or some shit.
Yeah.
So... That's crazy.
That's so bad. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Ahsoka, the rest of the show.
Yeah. I mean, because we just unleashed Thrawn.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you could bring back the Night Sisters again.
Yeah, because they did.
Because there's three of them. Yeah. One of them's Claudia Black from Stargate and Farscape.
Really?
The one that did all the talking. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can't tell because you know, she's wearing makeup and... Fully clothed. You could just see this part.
Yeah. I don't know, like... Because
we know Thrawn's base... He's going to do everything he can to leave every Force user behind.
Yeah.
On that probably planet. Including the Night Sisters, if he can.
Yeah, I don't know much about Thrawn. I need to read his book. Cause...
I mean... Which... I guess the new series would probably be better.
Really?
To... It's probably more in line with what they're trying to do here. But, I mean, Timothy Zahn is still writing it, and he's the one that created Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, he is he did his best with the new novels to like work in the old stuff that, as much as he could.
Gotcha.
So to try and keep the character as close to the original as possible.
Yeah.
So like I said, Thrawn interacted with Anakin Skywalker back in the day, and as Anakin Skywalker, and highly suspected that Darth Vader was Anakin Skywalker.
Mm.
He's like one of the two people who kind of thought that Tarkin would have been the second.
Was it just me? Well, actually, Jessica also did, but when we saw, I saw pictures of Thrawn before we watched it, and he looks like a blue Elon Musk.
Yeah. That's not how I mean, you haven't seen Rebels, so you don't know what he's supposed to look like.
I mean, I've seen pictures. Yeah. But, yeah, so, but any of the stuff that they do, they don't, you know, they're, can't really make an elongated face or anything like that, so.
No, and the Chiss, to be fair, are just blue people with red eyes is all it's ever been.
Yeah.
But again, that's the actor that's playing him. And like, they did their best to try and capture that voice, which is, it's the same voice actor playing him live action.
I assume most of them are.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, none of them are.
Oh.
Except for him. Really? And Chopper. Well, Chopper's Dave Filoni.
But, yeah, I know, like, it was interesting that they actually found Ezra and all this. I don't know, but
that's another thing, is, like, what happened in the, you know, 5 years?
Like, why didn't Ezra go ahead and kill? Like, granted, I haven't seen Rebels. So, but from what this Ahsoka says is Ezra took Thrawn away, pretty much.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So, the Chimera, the Star Destroyer that they have, even if you look at it, you can see some of the damage from it, was basically sitting on top of the city of Lothal. Ezra brought the Purgles in. The Purgles latched onto the thing. Him and Thrawn are on the bridge, and it hyperspace. Like, he's holding Thrawn there with the help of some Purgle tentacles, and they, like, through the glass of the fucking, or through the transparent steel of the bridge. The bridge is open to space, by the way, and they hyperspace out, and that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
So why didn't, well, like, why didn't Ezra kill Thrawn? Once they got to where they were going, or during.
Like I said, I don't even think Ezra has his lightsaber. I think Sabine has Ezra's lightsaber.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't think he brought it with him when he went to go face Thrawn.
Like, they got to the planet, and Ezra, like, jumped out and said, I gotta go! Like,
all right, we're done. See ya. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it was still a Star Destroyer full of loyal Imperial troops.
Yeah.
So, but again, the bridge was open to space, so unless they hyperspace jumped right into the atmosphere, which they hyperspaced out of one, don't know how much they'd hyperspace into one.
Yeah. Yeah, just, that was so open-ended of, like, they got to the planet.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, all right, cool, let's go our separate ways.
Yeah. Peace.
And Thrawn knows where Ezra is. Well,
Thrawn knows Ezra somewhere on the planet.
But he gave Sabine coordinates. He's like, this is the last place I knew.
Yeah, yeah, so he had some loose intel about it.
At that point, why not just take your troops and go kill him?
Yeah, it's like, you gotta, well, I mean, it's a Jedi. Well, as Bale would say, a Jedi, in quotes. He doesn't see him as a true Jedi.
Yeah.
So, which, I mean, he's not even training his apprentice to be a true Jedi.
Yeah.
But I also don't think they're dark side users either.
No, I wouldn't think so. They're, because they haven't, well, she's force choked somebody.
I would say they are leaning dark side, but they're more gray.
Yeah.
They're willing to do the dark.
Well, I think he is.
Yeah, they're willing to do the dark things to get what they want.
I think he is. She is more evil than he is.
Yes. And I think, yeah, I think he is trying to, like you said, the idea of the Jedi is great.
Mm-hmm.
The execution was horrible. which everybody can agree with when they latched themselves to the Senate.
Yeah.
They became a weapon of the government.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I think he's also kind of trying to rebuild the idea of the Jedi Order, but not.
Not.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they haven't left yet. Like, they got there. They were loading
something up onto the Star Destroyer, which I don't know why it wasn't already on the Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Why didn't you have everything already on the Star Destroyer? Like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
Like, why do you even have a base on the planet?
Yeah, why is the Star Destroyer in the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than to make repairs, I get. Which would have been really hard to do without a dock to land on. Because Star Destroyers don't land on the ground.
No. That's why it's just hovering right now.
Yeah.
Burning up more fuel or whatever.
Well, the repulsor lifts don't burn a lot of fuel.
Yeah. I don't know. There was so many questions on that one.
And again, I'm glad that they're like going in and trying to like fill in some of this story. A lot of people are hating it. It's like, especially when they brought Anakin Skywalker into it, they're like, oh, just Disney can't, or Star Wars can't get away from hitting its greatest hits. And I'm like, those are the things people want to see. People want to see the greatest hits. They want to see. They don't want to see what happens 30 years from Return of the Jedi. They want to see Luke Skywalker building the Jedi back up and maybe see the fall and get back. But they want to see what happened after that. I know I do. I would love to see Luke Skywalker going out and trying to find new apprentices, new Jedi that survived the Purge, and to try to bring them in to rebuild a Jedi Order apart and learning from the mistakes of the temple, which apparently he didn't do. But because, you know, 30 years later, the Jedi Temple fell again. Or less than 30 years later. 15 years later, the Jedi Temple fell again.
Yeah.
Or however old, 16 or whatever.
I don't care to see anything about the Solos, honestly.
I mean, if they had done it right.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Because we could have seen Han Solo trying to grip with the fact of raising a force-sensitive child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Leia in the Thrawn trilogies, the original ones, when the twins were born, Jason and Jenna were born, she felt one of the twins at birth force touch the other twin and basically was like, everything's okay. Type thing. And she knew at that point that there was a bond in there that she would never be a part of. I mean, that'd have been cool. Seeing them try to raise these kids and as both parents and knowing that they're the next line and are going to be in constant danger and walking that line.
It would be interesting to see.
In books, Han and Leia were horrible parents, though.
Oh, yeah.
They were always gone. They always like, stay here.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, like, the Darth Vader and his other apprentice, the ones from the game.
Oh, yeah, Starkiller?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen Sam, whatever his last name, it starts with a W. Whitaker, or, and it's not Whitaker, but... He also voices Darth Maul in the animated stuff. Love to see him do a live-action character, too. And I know he would have loved to have done it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves being a part of the Star Wars universe. So it's...
Yeah.
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 But, I don't know. Stuff we'll never get to see, which is disappointing.
Yeah. Where did they leave? Because they left off Ahsoka with them knowing that what's her name is there or is approaching.
Yeah, so Ahsoka's on her way.
Yeah.
Baylan and Shin, I guess is her name, are chasing down Ezra and Sabine, and Ezra and Sabine, or well, I don't understand how Ezra's, other than his, oh, you finally made it, took you long enough, did you beat the Empire? I don't know how that wasn't the first question. Or, I guess since you're here, we won?
Yeah. Or, let's just go now.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's, I mean, leave.
Again, she doesn't, she found him. She's got no exit plan.
Yeah, unless she was going to try to get back to
the ship, but she can't.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that or why they're going in that direction.
I get it, though. I mean, once you find Ezra, you can set up a crazy hairpin, an Ezra plan.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, like, this it's called Ahsoka, but honestly, she's not even the main character. It's Sabine.
It's the Sabine show.
Yeah. So that's why I don't understand why it's called Ahsoka.
Other than the World Between Worlds episode.
Mm-hmm.
She had one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, what, six?
Yeah.
So far?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been mainly just Sabine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, why didn't they just name it something else? not necessarily just the name of a character.
Rebels,
like
the sequel.
Something. You know, The Search for Ezra or some shit.
Yeah. Well, nobody would have been a part of that. And maybe we'll see in these next last two episodes where it turns more into Ahsoka, but I doubt it's going to.
Did they do live action of the Rebels? Because I've seen pictures of them live action-y. Like the purple dude and...
You're talking about Zeb?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Mandalorian.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was when... Oh, the guy who is the X-Wing pilot that's been in everything.
Yeah.
When he was trying to get the...
He
was at the bar.
Cantina, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Zeb.
Okay. I don't think they ever named him.
I mean, they didn't do Kanan, obviously.
Yeah, wait, no.
Jason's dad, Hera's.
Oh, not the bounty hunter blue guy.
No.
That was in The Mandalorian.
Kanan Jarrus.
Yeah.
The actual Jedi who trained Ezra.
Mm. Not yet, unless he's dead.
He's dead.
Oh. I guess they'll do a flashback.
That'd be Freddie Prinze Jr., by the way.
Oh, really, was it?
He's the voice. It'd be cool to see him. He could probably do live action Kanan.
Yeah.
He's about the only one that would be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice for Zeb was, you know, correct. So they may have put him in a suit and had him.
Or done the Darth Vader treatment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, he was a CGI character, so.
True. So, yeah, you're right.
They live actioned the Governor of Lothal was the correct voice actor. Chancey mm-hmm.
Brown. Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was the right character. They did not, their senator was not the right character. It would needed to be Rufio from.
Their senator. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the senator lady.
Yeah, the senator for Lothal would needed to have been Rufio from
mm-hmm.
Hook.
Yeah.
I always forget his name until I.
Yeah, there's nothing really else out on.
No, it's everything's about to start though.
Yeah. And then we'll see what happens with the strike.
Yeah.
Apparently they've gone back to the table this past Wednesday.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's like there's like what, two shows, maybe just one that we both watch. Loki's coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think there's something
else. I think I'll be good for that one because I liked the first feel of it. We'll see what the second one has to offer. We know it's going to have the Kane dude.
I think there's something else that I watched that is coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I know Percy Jackson's coming out in December, the show.
Yeah, the movies are okay, but...
The movies are garbage.
I don't know about if I care about a show.
The movies are garbage.
So...
But I like Greek mythology.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I do too, I just don't care for that aspect of it.
I mean, if they do the whole thing from start to finish, it would be really good.
Meh.
It'd be interesting if they could do the whole Rick Riordan world, because it's not just
mm-hmm.
Greek. It's like all of the mythos gods are alive and well. or not a lot, well, but they're in there. And yeah. So like Boston is main.
Battery died on that one.
On that one?
Yeah.
So these are done?
Yeah, these are done.
All right. Boston is huge in the Viking world. And like Annabeth's cousin is, I think he's dead. Well, he's not dead, but he's in Odin's army.
Mm-hmm.
And then freaking the Egyptian gods are like hanging out in Jersey.
Yeah, are they doing the, speaking of the Egyptian stuff, are they going to do another moon?
I think they are actually going to do another moon night. Okay. They should.
Yeah, they should. I don't remember.
They set it up for a second season.
Yeah, I don't even know how it ended. I don't remember.
He didn't get picked up by any. It's somebody got picked up by another alter ego of his.
That's right. But then, because crap, wasn't he released from his? What do they call it? Being chosen. I don't know what the hell they call it.
I don't think so.
Champion. I don't know.
I don't think he was released from being a champion. I think he more.
No, wasn't it a woman? Wasn't it the girl that became
Did she become Moon Knight? I thought she became the champion.
She
became the champion of the hippo lady.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he was released or not, because it wasn't like that was one of the things for the evil people trying to get him expelled and all that.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't. If they do another one, I'm gonna have to go back.
I have to go back and watch that.
Because there was that whole council thing, and right? They had to hurry up and do something, or he was gonna be lost or dead, and they didn't do it, and so he's got to go on a hunt for Canuck, whatever the hell his name is. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Shit. Sorry. That is...
Was it Disney?
Yep. That's bad.
I mean, it was like 2-3 years ago.
It doesn't matter, though. The fact that we don't remember that, when we can probably remember where Boba Fett and The Mandalorian both ended, that's not good. At all.
Sign in. Hopefully it'll... nope.
And this is going to be the most exhilarating part of the podcast, where we both Google Moon Knight.
I was just going to try to go to the last episode. Or the last one. Yeah, I don't remember what they did. Because, yeah, I don't care much for the Marvel stuff anymore. We'll watch the movie.
All right. Spectre, Grant, and fights. Narrow escape. Spectre and Lila seal Amet in Hollow's body, imprisoning her. Kanush wants them to kill him. Spectre refuses. And then he is released from service.
See? Okay.
Yeah. And then the pair find themselves in a hospital where they reject the vision and continue their life protecting the world. And then the mid-credit scenes, Harlow and Emmett are killed by Jake Lockerly, which is Spectre's third, who is still working for
his name is
Kanushu. Yeah. So, yeah, he just released Mark Spectre, but kept the body.
Yeah. Because that's right, because he had the third alter ego,
yep,
who nobody saw. Except for, like, the hints of the other people.
It was, like, a couple hints, yeah.
But they released... You say they released the other...
They released Spectre, but... Like I said, he released... And
two personalities.
Yeah, two of the three personalities, but kept the body.
Yeah. So what happened to the other...
He didn't actually release anybody.
Unless he just made Spectre forget, or whoever, forget that they ever existed. Because that was the whole... one of the things at the close to the end of, like, you would be forgetting their whole life. Like, they never existed. Something like that. I don't know. I'd have to go back and rewatch it again, but yeah. Still. So, yes. So we were kind of both right.
So, he was released from service.
But not really.
But not released from service.
Like, he kept the psychotic one.
Yeah.
That will do whatever he wants him to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I got nothing really, because we don't play many video games.
Yeah, I'm only thing I'm playing is Starfield when I get a chance.
I'll have to look at it. I'll have to turn on the Xbox.
Have you played, I'm assuming you've played a lot of the golf places around town?
Huh?
Frisbee golf.
Oh, disc golf you mean?
Disc golf, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So have you done the one in Southside Park and like Cheney Thompson?
You know the name of it?
Southside. That's what it's called.
It's the name? Southside?
Yeah.
Southside Disc Golf. Because if I know the area.
It's like down by my, like south of my house.
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm thinking about trying that one tomorrow morning.
Okay. What is tomorrow morning?
Saturday.
What is Saturday? Wait, did you finally get your discs in?
I have discs. I haven't thrown any of them yet, so this is going to be real fun.
Nice. What is my calendar?
I'm talking early.
Why early?
Because I'm weird.
Well, I am free tomorrow. It depends on what time early you think is.
It's like 7.
Why that early?
Because I'm weird.
I'll text you.
Okay. I can move it to 8.
But. Okay, maybe 8 will be better.
Okay.
I'll still text you.
Okay.
So is it called Southside Park?
It's Southside Park, yeah.
Okay.
And actually, there's actually a YouTube video of the course.
Uh-huh.
I watched that. I was like, okay, that's interesting. Since it hasn't rained, it should be pretty dry.
Yeah.
There. It tends to apparently flood, so.
Okay. Yeah. Let's try that.
All right. Cool.
Cool. All right, man.
All right, yep.
Peace.
I don't know why I'm trying to fist bump you now.
I also stop. You know, have fun.